will convene the meeting of the local station board for KPXA on December 12, 17, 2011. The time is 1:11. You'll find if you don't have an agenda, they're on the chair at the back of the room. There's to avoid confusion, there were some agendas passed out on two sheets earlier. If you got that, try to find the one that's just all on one sheet, and it should be easier to start. Firstly, thank you to Fred Klunder for bringing cases of water. We appreciate that as we dehydrate. And Lydia provided food. We have sandwiches and spinach rice. Thank you very much for the donation to the board. I know everybody appreciates it.
There's cupcakes and chocolate cola sprinkles.
You know what? The heck with all the other stuff I said. Apparently, there's cupcakes. Chocolate pretzels. That's where the real gratitude goes. Did you bring those, Brenda?
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's fantastic. So we'll start with a roll call. First, Ken Aaron.
Here.
Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Ankane Antaram.
Here.
Ankane, am I saying your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Rodrigo Argueta. Here. Fred Blair.
Here.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Omar Burdett. John Crumshaw. Ariana Gladney.
She had a family emergency in Hampton.
Thank you. Leonard Eisenberg.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Klunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Ali Lexa.
Present.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier. Dutch Merrick and myself here. Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Apparently he called today to be 15 minutes late. Summer Reese. Lawrence Reyes.
Yep.
John Wenger. Lamont Yeagy. John, Secretary. John Gary, would you confirm we have enough for a quorum?
14.
Thank you. Also present is our general manager, Leonard Duncan. Thank you. And good afternoon. Excused absences. Did you have any notices for excused absences? I think there was one from maybe Sequoia, but I can't remember. Sort of a... I probably have so many over the year that I just keep thinking I've got one.
I don't recall one. I don't have a written one.
Okay. I don't think we got any official requests for excused absences.
Did Ariana Gladney,
inform or...
I didn't get it directly. You didn't get it? So, neither did the vice chair? Okay. So, the officers didn't get it.
She had planned on being a doctor last night, so something must have come
up. Yeah, I was supposed to rep at work, and then she wasn't. I called her, and she didn't go to work.
Next on the agenda, according to the governance committee, was the agenda approval, then announcements, minutes, ground rules. Would it be okay if we just put minutes right next, because it should be pretty quick? Any objections to that? Good. Any changes to the minutes from the last meeting?
I have some.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
What's going to take me a minute to hold on?
So Steve, thank you, Steve, for helping sit in on the microphone on the board today. And a reminder, the sound system, if you can help your neighbor out, pass the microphone around. It helps everybody here, helps the audience here. And Steve is just getting the swing of dialing up each of the mics in turn. And that one then will be number three.
Yeah. And do I reduce the other ones? Like yours?
Just move the whole mic stand.
What's that?
I said move the whole mic stand.
Yeah. So we're... Yeah. What we can do then is we can wait on the minutes approval until Kim gets her computer up, and then we can knock out announcements and ground rules and then minutes and agenda. Is that okay with everybody? It seems we have a consensus. Any announcements people would like to make today? Michael Novick.
Today's birthday, Bradley Manning, and he's facing trial finally after a long period of detention or pretrial hearing. There is a demonstration downtown.
Well, a big happy birthday from the local station board to Bradley Manning, provided he may be the WikiLeaks speaker. Any other announcements? I'll make a couple announcements myself. I wanted to thank Steve Goldsmith for sitting in on the sound equipment today. Thank you, Steve. As some of you know, I have a film festival that I'm entered in today in Santa Monica at 3 o'clock. So I've got to, my film 1 Minute is doing well. I've got it in 16 festivals. So So I'm just going to pass this around for people's pleasure, some photos we have from the set and the new packaging that we came up with, just for fun. And I wanted to, hold on. I think that's all my announcements. Are you ready, Kim, with your minutes?
Yes.
Not yet? Okay. Then we'll wait a moment for her in order to buy time. Something I wanted to give some special thanks.
Okay, I'm ready.
Very good. Kim, why don't you go ahead and take the microphone? Steve, does that device have the Jeopardy theme recording?
Yeah.
I'm on page 3. Under status report, implementation, the second paragraph, 831, he said Kaufman moved to approve the budget regarding the corporate match remaining. I didn't do that. I have nothing to do with that. That's no good. So, that needs to be replaced by Novus, not me.
Yeah.
Michael, go ahead.
I think there was an amendment. The amendment was accepted. And
no, that's fine. But he's saying I made that whole motion about changing the name, which I didn't.
No, you're misreading it.
John, can you just read the portion of the minute?
You moved to approve the budget, and your motion to approve the budget was amended to have the to include the statement that of the line change. So you moved, so it became an expanded motion, which you initiated.
Correct. You moved to approve the budget, and that motion was amended and expanded by Murray and Novick. So it was your amended motion. So it's correct. Whether you like what they did.
No. But if you're really correct, in you would say I moved to approve the budget, then Novick amended it with all that other stuff.
That's not the top of the motion reached in the minute, so it's part of the public record. I'm not going to. It's already in the public record.
Okay.
This is a direct transcription of what's in the minutes of that meeting.
All right, whatever.
Thank you, John. Any further changes to the minutes from the last meeting? Not hearing any, I'll call for a vote. If you want to approve the minutes as put forth. In the last meeting, show of hands. We'll say one, two, raise your hand if you report. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Show of hands. 11 in favor of approving.
Well, I have another issue.
Okay.
We
started a vote because you didn't reply. When I asked for further changes,
no,
you didn't say anything.
I have another issue that was wrong.
What? How many times should we start a vote and then start again? Okay, we're gonna hold the vote for a second. Any and all changes you have, let's just get to them right now.
You can make changes any time to minutes. Okay, so you can always amend them and add something.
What are your changes, Kim?
Under treasurer's report. Right, John?
Yeah.
Okay. Treasurer report, there have been no expenses in the new fiscal year. And committed to look up the previous year's expenses. No, I didn't do that. Because we had reported the previous expenses.
I'll remove it.
I mean, you took notes from the audience.
We can correct that. We can look at it, okay?
I'll direct you to listen to the audio minutes and get the verbiage again. If it's incorrect, please change it. Are there any further requests for changes to the minutes from the last meeting? Not hearing any, I'm going to call for the last and final vote. We'll approve these minutes pending the one change that the Secretary is authorized to make once he reads it. This is the audio. Raise your hands. You approve the minutes. We have 1 in favor, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. Motion passes.
Any abstentions?
Would you like to hear the abstentions? Any abstentions? Please show your hands. One. Any against? Very good. We have one abstention. Next are the approval of the agenda as put forth by the Governance Committee. Are there requests for changes to the agenda? I'll start on the left. Kim Aaron.
I recommend we move election of officers down below general manager Q&A to allow any late arrivers to participate.
Further requests or comments on that?
If I want to add to it, is it appropriate time or should I?
Yes.
Okay. Two issues. One, I would like
to. Well,
we'll give him a mic.
I'm thinking Rodrigo's thunder here, but I'd like the ice grade issue to be finally resolved. I don't see it takes an act of Congress to have ice grade notification at the station. And when families are being destroyed and broken up, it might not affect your family, but it affects the families of my students, and I'm watching the effect that it has. I would also go further and say that to ignore this issue
rather than lobbying for the
issue. I'm not lobbying. I'm trying to say something that this has been taken up again and again, and one of the problems I'm having with this board is that it should be yay or nay, and not death by a thousand cuts. So it needs to get resolved, and today would be a good day to do it.
Requesting taking on this issue and putting it where in the agenda, sir?
Wherever the chair wants to put it. But it needs to get resolved.
Michael, no, you're
suggesting Roman numeral 5, implementation follow-up.
Yes, thank you. And another issue I'd
like to take a quick hand vote on that. Any objections to adding that to Section 5? Just a quick hand vote. No, not seeing any objections. We'll add that to Section 5 to talk about the ICE raise notification. Is that correct? Okay, go ahead, Lenny.
And the next issue I'd like to bring up, I've brought up with virtually every member of this board. It's an open floor for me. It's something that I've mentioned to virtually everybody in power at KPFK, and nothing happened. And that is a show that John Crumshaw has called Pedagogy in Politics, where under the Federal Communications Act, you're not allowed to take payola for giving access to a station. And John Crumshaw has been giving, and this is my allegation, based on what John told me, he gets paid a per diem by the union and gives them access. This is a union that is totally and utterly corrupt. And the part of this...
Is this an issue that might be handled in the Program Oversight Committee?
No. It needs to be decided. See, one of the things that happens is we put things in committees, and then the committees... I remember being at a committee meeting and being told...
Leonard, where would you like to put it on the agenda? Where do you propose and we'll take a vote?
John is not here, and I don't have any problems against John, you know, on a personal level. I think we all do bad things. But this bad thing needs to come to
an end. I object. This is your demeaning a member who's not present.
We're just
handling the agenda.
Marty?
I agree with Ken. I think to discuss a board member who's not present is just against all board policy.
Well, I would say that when there is violation of the...
I'm not addressing you right now. You finished. Ken made an objection.
I have the Federal Communications Act that we're in violation of, and we found out for this.
Okay. We'll just make a quick hand vote. My thinking is that, one, we don't have John Crumshaw here. Two, this sounds like an issue for the personnel of the Program Oversight Committee. I would imagine Program Oversight. Just a quick hand vote on whether we deal with this.
Chair.
Yes, Lawrence. Mike Compton.
I'd like to table this to the members of ours, to John Crumshaw of ours, and maybe we could bring it up then, but it's appropriate.
Without objection from the board, that we can request to change the agenda and address this issue after John Crumshaw arrives. Are there any objections to tabling this until
no
John
objection.
Crumshaw arrives? Looking for a show of hands. If Kim Kaufman, are you objecting?
No, I'm my hand raised.
Any comments? An objection? Okay. So if and when John Crumshaw arrives, we can readdress adding this to the agenda.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes.
I think it should be in closed
microphone,
session.
Microphone, please.
I think it should be in closed session.
Thank you. So any further changes to the agenda, proposed changes?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
I think part of the solar project should be in closed session to address issues that we left time in closed session. Okay.
So again, we can address that with John Crenshaw.
No. Number nine should be in closed session to address the issues that we first brought up in closed session. You were not here that
day.
So
would you like to make a motion to make that a closed session? To put that in the form of a motion, we'll take a vote on it?
Okay.
Perhaps a recommendation might be Tim Kaufman moved to have item 9 in a closed session.
I think you're saying I'd like it in closed session seemed to be appropriate to what everybody else kind of said. Like, is that okay? Just like it's being in closed session.
So we should vote on Tim likes it to be in closed session?
I got it.
Okay. Take a show of hands in favor of making item 9 a closed session where we ask the public to leave and go into closed session for 30 minutes. Show of hands in favor. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor of closed session. Those against the closed session for item 9, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 against. Any abstentions? Not seeing none. Motion does not pass.
I'm sorry. I thought it was I got it wrong.
Okay, it was a majority either way. It wasn't one vote away, so that's not that big deal. Any further requests for changes to the agenda for this meeting? Margie?
As Steve pointed out to me that there's not a treasurer's report, so if you could have a quick one added to the agenda.
Okay. Should we put that where it normally goes, right after the chair report?
Excellent idea.
Any objections to following the motion that was passed that we have the treasurer's report right after the chair's report? Not seeing any objections, we'll add that. Treasurer's report as 3.1, Roman numeral 3.1. Lydia, you have a request for change to agenda?
Yes, I request that the LSV officer elections take place where they are placed on the agenda because it's already almost like 1:30. We each have, I think, the same number of people missing in terms of, you know, presumed place. So I don't see how that will make any difference, and we really need to move on. These elections take time because the governance committee recommended handling them separately so that we don't run into any issues. And so I recommend that we keep the agenda as it is. It's what the governance committee voted on, and
Kim, and let me address that just briefly, and I'll get to you in just a second, Kim. As far as moving the election of officers later, I have a commitment. I have to be in Santa Monica at 3:00. I won't be able to be here for the entire meeting. The precedent set this last year, December, the last changeover, we had the election the very first thing in the meeting.
Right.
And it seems like a precedent to keep. Additionally, my personal opinion is that accommodating people that show up late is part of one of the problems we've had with this board. So we need to get on with our business and not delay things. Kim?
I don't think the governance committee had quorum, so, I mean...
Well, the
government committee voted on it. There wasn't like a quorum, so.
Well, regardless of whether it's a quorum or not, this was the document that was created for us to start from for this meeting, and this is when we asked for changes. So, Leonard,
no,
Jim,
I frankly don't know where the hell we're at. But so if this is out of order, say so you won't offend me at all.
Culver City.
I'm trying to use the microphone.
There you go.
Can
I
get back here?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't have my back on.
We're being patient with Steve. Volunteer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is done.
Right now it is at point four. I would just stay there.
Thank you. Ken, do you want to make a motion to move?
Yeah, I had a motion at the beginning to move the election of officers below the general manager's Q&A.
We're going to take a vote on Ken's motion.
All fine. All right.
Those in favor of moving the election after the general manager's Q&A and presumably public comments?
Sure.
Okay. All in favor of moving the election to after item 6, raise your hands. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor. Those against, 6 in favor. Those against, please raise your hands. Against changing the agenda with the minutes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 against. Those abstaining. 1, abstention, so that that agenda stays the same. Any last minute changes to the agenda?
What is the agenda?
Ollie. Is your name card not out? Oh, we'll look at it.
I'd like to ask for 2 minutes under item 5 to add an update on the TV search committee and follow up on what was discussed about the last week.
Very good. Any objections to adding 2 minutes after item 5 for the follow up on the program director search committee? Mm-hmm. Not seeing any objections, that'll be added. Any last changes? Those in favor of passing the agenda as amended, raise your hands. Do a quick vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in favor of passing the agenda. Those against moving forward on the amended agenda, raise your hands. Those abstaining, 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Very good.
There were no votes?
No votes. Very good. Moving right along. The ground rules is in the agenda as per the governing committee. And I think we've gotten very good and remembering that we have a respectful discourse, and given the opportunity, everyone will have a chance to speak if we respect each other's what we're saying. And the chair will try to be respectful of everybody's opportunity to speak. And a reminder to the audience, thank you very much for we have 30 minutes assigned to audience input, and we will definitely honor that. And thank you very much for not interjecting in our meeting. A reminder to empower the audience, if there is a burning issue that is like right here and now that you feel compelled to raise, write it on a scrap of paper or tap a member of the board on the shoulder, whisper in their ear discreetly so you're not disturbing the meeting. If it's that important, then they can raise their hand, the chair will address them, and we can move on that important thing. Schedule the notice of meetings. John Gary, can you review our next meeting dates?
At the last LSC meeting, January 14, 2012, at Peace Center West, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m.
And that's for the regular local station board meeting?
Correct.
In this building?
Peace Center West, yeah.
Very good. And are there any further dates decided?
No.
Very good. Any questions? Kim?
Well, I'm confused. I have January 7th. I have January 7th. Is that
any additional confusion? Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm confused because I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay, he's saying that the next scheduled meeting is January 14th, 2012, at this location. Is anyone else? Yes, Margie.
I also, for
some reason,
wrote down
at 7, so I think it's
very nice. Someone had a conflict because she celebrates Christmas at that time.
Right. Oh, that's right. We did. It was originally scheduled for the 7th.
That's correct.
But due to a religious holiday, we moved it 1 week. And John Gary?
Yeah, it was
motion amended by Aaron and Bassan.
Thank you very much. Any further questions for the next meeting? Very good. And one of the orders of business then obviously is going to try to schedule as much of the rest of the year. The next item of business is the chair report. As it is the end of the year, I think it's an important time for us to take stock of where we're at and what we've accomplished this year. First, I want to just thank everybody. Really thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this is just, I'm really proud of this board. I'm proud of how far we've come this year. And to our new members, I'm Kenny, welcome, and Lawrence. I know you've been in the audience to watch much of this process. But I think we've been able to tear down some of the barriers to communication, and we're working together better than we have. Some of the accomplishments that we've been able to do, we reduced the LSB email list. There was about 4 or 5 of them floating around, and we simplified it to simply LSB at KPFK, so the shortest possible list, and avoided confusion with that. Our minutes have been approved for the entire year, which is almost unprecedented. Were we still short a minute? Well, then let me hold that away. Right after the chair report, we should approve whatever minutes are still pending. I wasn't aware there was still some pending. But what, have we done like one set of minutes for the year? Okay. Well, we've done really good on getting the minutes approved. And a big part of that goes to, credit for that goes to John Gary, who's been diligent at taking notes during the meeting, at producing the minutes for us and getting them out in a timely manner, and also in producing, you know, we came up with the idea of what a lot of boards do is have a book of minutes. So he's in the process of going back to all the old minutes and collecting them in one book that we can refer to. So actually, I'd like to give applause to John Gary for his work. I couldn't begin to guess how many hours it must take him to do that. So, I mean, it's a huge commitment. Additional accomplishment from the local station board at KPFK. Yet again, a member of this board is the chairman of the Pacifica National Board. I think that's something we can all take pride in, that the entire network has seen fit to find someone from this body to lead the network at that level. As far as budgets and average meeting expenses, over the last year, we've cut meetings expenses to an average of almost zero, from sometimes $250 or $300 per meeting to now zero, where we get donated locations, donated food, and credit goes to members that have donated food in the past. Terry Goodman from the public has donated food, I remember. Thank you, Terry. Lawrence Reyes, I believe you donated food in the past. Lydia, thank you very much. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I know that...
Brenda, student
center. Yeah, thank you, Brenda. Those actually make quite a good, quite a nice difference
here.
And Margie, thank you very much for donating food as well. And coffee, thank you. Well, and on that note, Margie deserves a big hand. Leonard's cookies, all right. Sounds like we're going to have a new store in the mall. Leonard's cookies. And I want to give a big shout out to Margie for being a great vice chair this year. Any other questions?
Well, I don't have a question, but my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, that you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I understand that you're not running for the chair of this board again, is my understanding. And that being the case, I thought this was a good place as any to thank you. Anybody who's been part of this process knows that being the chair of this board, one must either be crazy to agree to do it, and then have the thickest skin in the world to do it. And we're a rather unruly bunch. And I apologize certainly for any unruliness brought to that process. I think you've done a remarkable job considering what the nature of this job is. I think you've done a wonderful job forgiving me what the nature of this job is. I didn't mean to back in the office. So I want to thank you to your service. I'm amazed you still have hair and skin left, but you do, and I thank you myself, and I hope this board to thank you for the God knows how many hours you put in, often under considerable duress.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Starting to fill in on my beard. You know, I just also like to thank you, but I also like to thank Marty for the advice and the whole year.
Okay.
Okay.
I know.
Let me continue. Some of our many accomplishments, we were able to have a dialogue session for the first time. We were able to bring people of the board together in a meeting in a forum that's not a board meeting. We were able to actually discuss issues and bring things on the table. And I saw some friendships form there that before that meeting had seemed very unlikely. And I'm really grateful that we were willing to do that. And I'm grateful also to Steve Goldsmith, who's dedicated, again, many hours in trying to steer us into a sense of unity and unified purpose and a sense of collaboration. Steve, thank you very much.
I would recommend having another one.
And again, we recommend having another one. I second that. We started the year with a board training, which I think was well received by all. We were able to meet some of the personalities from the station. We were able to go into the history of the station and learn about some of our board processes. And I think a lot of people came to me with a great deal of gratitude after that, and would like to see that continue. And we've made some small improvements that I think have helped the board function, just from table signs where you can see everyone's name and people from the audience know who they're listening to a sound system where we're all heard clearly, and it's helped avoid confusion. Lydia actually found out about the sound system that had been from a previous generation of the board, so we had it made available. Thank you very much for that. Also, we made some signage, which was great, you know, sort of movie-style location signage. I passed it on in October for that meeting, and I haven't seen it since. So if anyone has an idea where that signage is, that would be great. Lastly, I just wanted to say, you know, our budget for the previous year was set at $4,800, and we spent a sliver of that, which means we have a very significant surplus. My personal recommendation is to take that money and do something significant with it. And some of the suggestions I have are, one would be to send it to the Pacifica Radio Archive in the name of the local station board, or to a sister organization that's on a similar stage, maybe a couple $1,000s, or something that we've taken from other boards that have been on. One of the things that the station is lacking is a presentable sign on the front of the building. So if we said we designated a certain amount of money out of that $4,800, maybe we say $2,500, designate that toward a new sign from the 2011 local station board as our gift to the station. I mean, these are just ideas that I'm putting out there. But we have the opportunity to do that. Since we've been diligent with our expenses, that's a great idea. As I said earlier, I'm leaving early. I'm in a film festival in Santa Monica, the California International Shorts Film Festival, with my film 1 Minute that I passed around earlier. So I'm excited about that. I wanted to give as a gift, when I worked for the Ralph Nader campaign, I produced a few feature films about the campaign, and I wanted to honor the significant contributions of a few people here, starting with our general manager, Bernard Duncan. I'm going to give you a copy of this film. I've re-released this since the campaign. I wanted to have that. It's a couple hours of interviews and Ralph Nader, taking it to the Hill in Washington, D.C. and New York. So thank you for your contribution as our new general manager. From our board, I wanted to give the best attendance record to the person that shows up early at every meeting that I was here. And I think that's Chuck Anderson, because every time I'm here an hour early, you're here an hour early, and I wondered if you could pass this film down to him. And from outside the ranks of the board, but really integrated into the board in our process, and it's really helped us along, there's two people I'd like to thank and honor. Firstly, sitting at the table to my left, for his efforts, and even today helping on the soundboard, Steve Goldsmith. You get a copy of Wall Street 3 Brings the House Down.
Thank you.
And lastly, and possibly most significantly, the person that's shown the most consistent diligence helping the board for years and years, I would say, has been dedicated to the station for more than 50 years, in my understanding. I want to give my final copy of Wall Street 3 Brings the House Down to Israel Foyer.
Yeah.
With that, yes, Karen.
Could you give us any recommendations you have for the next board?
I do have a couple of recommendations. Yes, thank you. I've been reading a lot of books and trying to figure out this process better as we've done it together. And consensus building is the term that I've heard again and again, to get past some of the divisions. And there's a great book that I've been reading called Breaking Robert's Rules. And what the book points out in the very beginning is that Robert's Rules, more often than not, is used as a tool of division rather than moving things together. So the author talks to consensus building. There's some audio recordings with the author from the Harvard Business School, and I'll try to send a link to everybody. You can hear him interviewed about Breaking Robert's Rules.
Larry Sussman,
yeah, he's a fantastic author. And essentially what happens is one person may study the whole book and know it and be able to use every tool in it to control the meeting, where the people that don't have the book in their memory are at a huge disadvantage. So that's one thing. There's a second book, an audio book, that I've been listening to that talks about dealing with sort of disruptive behavior in an organization, and I think we can all benefit from that. And the title of the book is The No Asshole Rule, a fellow from Harvard Business School. Fantastic book. So moving towards consensus building and what we can do to collaborate versus work against one another are the things I would think of. And thank you for asking that. Kim?
Our board expenses or any expenses are not accrued. So it's not like there's money that gets to be spent elsewhere. This is a budget item, and the goal is to stay under that budget, but if we don't, we don't spend it, it stays in the general fund and gets used on other things that could be used on. So that's the way it works. We don't have money to give away to something else.
Can I?
Yeah, I concur, but what Dutch made was suggesting that we could certainly put forward, let's say we don't own the money, but we can certainly make the suggestions to management.
Certainly, the money's been allotted to us, so it's available. Jim,
I just wanted to echo what Ken just said. This board could decide, for example, to recommend if you spend on a nice time,
right,
and that would be up to Bernard to do that or not.
Any further questions, comments, contributions? All right. The next order of business is the election of officers. It's currently scheduled to chair. We did add the treasurer's report. Thank you, John. Item 3.1 might be a little small. Kim Coffin, do you have a treasurer's report for us?
We had no expenses.
Can you take the mic, please?
You got the mic, John. Thank you, Tom.
John Crenshaw, welcome.
We had no expenses for the LSD.
Number 3. Sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
There you go. You're all set. It's ready.
We had no expenses according to Anthony for last month.
Great.
And so what do we? What's our budget for the year?
Oh, there you go.
What is our budget? Anthony is running very slow with his monthly report, and late Friday he did give me one, and it's very incomplete. So even if I had memorized it all, which I don't, it's incomplete because he's we're in the audit process right now, so a lot of his time, I'm assuming, is spent gathering documents for this audit, which is something that we have to do for the foundation. The foundation files an audit every year. It's required. So all the business managers have to gather a lot of documents, and that's what that's his kind of most important job to do right now. So.
Thank you for bringing this up.
I think we will have a more complete report maybe in a week or two, but.
Does that conclude your report?
Unless anybody has questions.
Anybody have any questions for our treasurer? I'd like to welcome Lamont Leakey, Maurice, John Crumshaw, John Parker, and anyone else that I'm
Sequoia.
Sequoia, thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Just mark you guys in. Has anyone had any word from John Weiner? Very good. All right. Any word from John Weiner?
Yes, he was.
I heard none. Okay. So the next order of business is the election of officers. It's scheduled to be the chair, vice chair, treasurer, and secretary. So without objection, we'll start with the election for chair. Looking for nominations for chairperson. I'll start on my left. Looking for people to nominate somebody for chairperson of the board. John Crumshaw.
I'll nominate Margie Murray.
We have John Crumshaw nominating Margie Murray.
I second it.
And we have a second from Kim Coffin. We have additional nominations for chairman of the board. Rodrigo, would you like to nominate somebody?
Michael Nova.
Rodrigo Arqueta will nominate Michael Nova.
I'll second it.
making notes here, so we have to say are there further nominations for the office of chairman of the local station board? Not seeing any, we will move forward with the election.
Could we allow any people talking about the nominee?
Of course. I'm not going to be trying to see how that matters. Thank you. Secretary reminded me that we will also allow a little bit of public comment within this process. First thing, I'll allow Margie to speak on her own behalf, and then people can speak on their behalf, and then Michael. Yes, Lawrence.
Before you do that,
can we get the microphone up?
Would that just go
hold on?
Just a clarification for me. Is that public comment going to come after all the nominations, or are we going to do a piece
of it? We're going to do nominations and people speaking on behalf of candidates for chair and a vote, and then we'll do the same thing again with each office, vice chair, secretary.
So will we entertain public comment with that?
I think that's the most appropriate. Is there much of an objection here?
I'm not objecting.
You have to
Item 4 puts public comment after the nomination, and I suppose any comments about them, but before the voting.
So maybe the sense of the committee, of the governance committee as a whole, that wants to vote for all seats at once.
Look at people before you make comments and let the.
My
understanding is that we do one office at a time. First we do chair, and then we do vice chair. For them to be done.
So we'll offer the candidates a chance to speak, and then people can speak on their behalf, and then we'll have the audience speak, and then we'll hold a vote. Very good. Without objection, we'll allow Margie to speak on her behalf.
Well, thank you for the nomination. I think the board has come a long way this year towards working cooperatively together, being honest with one another, setting a mission, following our own mission at KPFK. In terms of my background, right now I'm a working artist. I teach children in North Hollywood about art, bringing beauty into the world. We do get into occasionally political things, but they have to do with making it a less toxic society. I think that the station has shown some remarkable programming to the public. I'm very proud of our Occupy Wall Street movement. I've worked on a lot of political protest paintings that many of you may not be aware of. Move On contacted me to use my picture of the American flag being burned up by an oil derrick for a national protest meeting against our former vice president during the Bush administration. I think my file started with the government back when I was in college, which I have to say, I marched in my 60s, and here I am in my 60s marching. Kind of a thing going on there. And I'd like to see us develop as a board. I know that getting the messages out is powerful for us right now under these dark days, and I really believe that in doing so, we also must create more funds to generate and enlarge our listener membership. So I think one of my goals for the board next year, if I am elected, would be to support alternative media and getting our message out. And with that, we also need to maintain our emphasis on the financial stability of this radio station and be adult about it, in that it does take a considerable amount of money to get our message out, and trying to find ways to do that. So I'll leave it with that.
Thank you, Margie. And who would like to speak on behalf supporting Margie? Give me an opportunity for 30 seconds or so. Okay. And Michael, would you like to speak on your behalf on your candidacy for chair?
Yes.
Just
done?
Just give it a
pretty out.
There you go.
Yes, I would like to thank people for the nomination, and I just probably second most of what Marty said, because I also go back to the 60s, and it was my 50s. I participated in many, many coalitions, you know, like Andrew, since I got here in 82, and have worked with people of a lot of different political opinions, I think, in a way that advances.
Would you call phone, please?
I am.
Okay.
I couldn't tell where I was coming from. Hold on, just a second. I apologize. Good. Glass of water. As I say, I've been in a lot of different coalitions here in Los Angeles over many years, and I've tried to put the needs of the whole and the mission of the group as a whole at the forefront in my work there. I was the chair of the Intern Program Council here at the station for a number of years, which had people are very, very widely divergent points of view, and I think I succeeded in trying to keep that group focused on evaluating programs and trying to work with the then program director. I, you know, would be committed, if I'm elected chair here, to try to improve the functioning of this board. I do appreciate the strategy made. This is my first year as a board member, but I've watched it. There's a series of frustrated dysfunction. I think we've moved, you know, along quite a ways. I would like to think about the question of board training in the sense that most people use it, not just about the ins and outs of this particular board, but what it means to be on a board like this in the nonprofit world. And I would also like to think about working as a board with the management and staff on some kind of strategic planning session for the station going ahead over the next period of time. That's something I would like to move forward, whether I'm elected or not, to the Commissioner Chair.
Thank you, Michael. Would anyone like to speak on behalf of Michael?
I move the agenda so we just take the vote.
We're not allowed to take the vote without hearing from the public, then. Is that... Are you aware of that? Summer, would you like to speak?
Can you help her with my time? Thank you. I think in general, it's better to hear from both candidates first before taking people pro and con. So I think if we could speak on behalf of both of them or either of them, I'd like to hear something a little bit more about that. I think both Margie and Michael would probably make good chairs and bring good organizational qualities and fair-mindedness to the table. So I think they're both really good candidates, so either way. I think that the vice chair is good preparation. Any of these things where you have a regular contact with what the duties are very good for going into it and not having as much of a learning curve. And last, but as I remember, was for 4 years, and we've never had a woman chair since I've been here, so I think that would be kind of cool. I think you're both really good candidates, and I think you should go to your conference, but, you know, I really support Margie, and I'd like to see you chair.
Thank you, Summer John. Thanks, John.
If
we can just leave him in the stands, pulling him in and out of the stands is what breaks the connection.
Okay. Go ahead, John. Sure, sorry about that.
Okay, I want to, first of all, thank Michael Novick for his tremendous help. Thank you, Ali, for that little sound bite. Michael's help in getting the microphone to me at times when I was microphone challenged. I find that I'm very lucky. I have it right in front of me. I've known Michael for many, many years as a teacher. I've worked with him and admired all that he's done and contributed. That being said, I just met Margie last year when she came up to the board, and I was chair, and she was the one person who stepped forward, worked with me, spent considerable time and effort in helping us to get venues outside of our paid venues, which was a goal that I had. We ended up with two free venues. Margie worked tirelessly looking at different venues, talking with me about it, and she really showed the kind of dedication and commitment she had as a new board member. Then, 2 months ago, when she ran the meeting, I was really impressed because she ran the meeting very, very fairly. She was neither a slave to parliamentary procedure nor ignoring it, but she was able to run the meeting and to respectfully talk to people, to use the kind of leadership skill that I think is very important for that
as someone said, the other half of the sky brings to our board. And so I would urge people to support Margie, to give her the opportunity to lead us into a new era with our first LSB chair as a woman.
And then John, please. And as Kimmer said, both candidates are, and both candidates, and we were pleased, when I was chair of the local advisory board, I know how challenging it is, and I thought I'd never do it again. Michael, because I have seen him chair all kinds of committees and meetings, and because of his extraordinary history in the very diverse community here, where he has taken a leadership role, where he is a tireless worker. He puts out a paper dealing with those issues at his own expense, and is, you know, I've seen him doing these massive mailings, and this requires a great deal of work that I have actually seen him manifest over years, again, all of us dating ourselves, and widely respected throughout all of these communities, and I strongly endorse Michael, and also he's really good about keeping meetings moving and getting us out on time.
And I'm being reminded we're on a time limit to get all these elections in a short period of time, so I think if two people motivate each candidate, that seems very reasonable. John Parker, would like to...
Just the way that either of these candidates have this position, we wouldn't be going wrong. I think, though, that we might be missing some opportunities, very, very important opportunities in the new reality. It's a new accelerated period of social activism and possibilities of consciousness raising and activism raising. In regard to, you know, left it on the fences for a long time, and now we're on the offensive. Now, because of the economic reality, it's not going to change. It's going to get better. It's going to get even more deeper. So we really need folks who can take advantage of building this consciousness, understanding how why the system needs to be changed or overturned, whatever you like. And I've been in the struggle with Michael in that for a long time, and I know... We have a great understanding of that. We don't agree theoretically on a lot of things. We don't agree, but he stands in solidarity. He's not sectarian. He wants to build a movement, and that's what the station needs to do. We have to build this movement.
Thank you very much.
And one more thing. I'm sorry. Part of building this movement is unity, and we really have to know how to build unity with the most oppressed, and that's another. Good plus for Michael.
John, thank you. We will move on to public comment.
Terry Goodman, do you have can you help us with the microphone for the public, Terry?
Do you mind?
It's here. Omar, feel free to jump in and grab a piece of table somewhere you can squeeze in.
Anyone from the public like to make comment? We'll give them a minute each in this instance. We'll pick up the five. Doug, is that microphone hot, please?
They're both remarkable people. Michael is somebody I've worked around for a long time. In spite of his gender, I think he can control the room. I know that it sounds backwards, but it's not. I think in spite of Michael's maleness, I think he can manage the room.
You know, I didn't mean that.
Thank you. So, next person to talk?
My name is Maria. I've been here forever, and I'm still really excited. I have a few things I could say. One is, if you're ever going to have a closed meeting, please let the public know in advance so we don't waste our time coming.
Thank you.
Secondly, when I entered the room, there were maybe about 10 people in the room, none of which looked up, smiled, made any gestures or eye contact. I thought it was the wrong room. I would like to comment that should not happen because it's not KPFA friendly. Thirdly, I'm glad the general manager attends our meetings. I think it's important to have a connection between the management and the LFC, which has not always been the case. Sometimes it's sometimes no. My repeated question for everyone today, tell me when a minute is up, is who is my LFC representative? And how does anybody contact LFC members, each one, by email? I have never yet found out. And I've never gotten a response when I asked. Last, I hope the next new chair will be similar, as good as Doug has been. I want someone who knows how to facilitate, who knows how to be fair and respectful, and ask that of others. We have not always had this. In fact, it's been so bad in the past, I didn't believe I was going to like this when I sat up here the first time I came. So I want to say that I would like Doug to train and help the next person, even if they don't think they need it.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Well, I know both Margie and Michael. I consider them both friends, and they both conducted meetings very thoroughly. But behind the scenes, on more than one occasion, you've got to say Michael is exhibited what I consider unwarranted sectarian tendencies in our elections and so on. This is my personal experience. So as far as the connecting meetings, they're both fair and proper. But I would stay with Margie in this case for that very reason, because of the factual history, which I hope will overcome. But the past, I'm sorry to say, is still strong in my mind. I would just say that. And I know in the election process, some of the statements from Michael have been very unhappy to me. So, for that reason, I would say it reminds you for this occasion, but I still say that Michael would do a very fine job of conducting the meeting.
Thank you. Right. Next up, Roger.
I'm Roger Zimmerman, and I think both of the candidates would be excellent. I also think that it's absolutely necessary to have a woman, a representative, and be in charge of the LSP meeting, or at least as an alternate, which Michael should win. But I know Michael has an incredible history in the movement, many movements, not just one, and that's important. And I would also like to commend the station manager for having the board announcements on air, and also the announcements about the bylaws amendment. That's extremely important, and I hope that the LSP members, when they vote, will consider. It looks to me as if some of the amendments would further consolidate control in the executive director. And I think I'd please vote against that kind of control. We fought extremely hard in the beginning for bylaws that brought control to each of the stations within the local board. And I think local control is still a viable concept. And if we can occupy a movement running worldwide, I think it's evident that that's necessary. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further, without further public comment, what we'll do is I'll ask John, are you okay passing out the ballot? If there's no objection, in order to expedite the process, we can pass out ballots, and as they're being tallied, we can start the election for the next person until the chair decides. Yes, Lawrence?
They're going to be a brief orientation as to how to vote.
Yeah, when the ballot's in front of you, either John, Gary, or I will make it very clear as to what the process is, and we'll make sure there's no questions from anybody before they're collected. Once everyone's certain what they're doing, we'll collect them and tally them.
I don't think we should proceed to the select election until we complete the tally.
Okay, and I agree. That's all I need here is one objection, and we will do one at a time. Is there any objection to Terry Goodman counting the ballots, tallying them?
Can we have two people doing that? Or is it a member of the public?
So again, just to make clear to the board, we're going to have Terry Goodman and Roger Zimmerman tally the ballots unless there's any objection to that. Ken, you have a question?
Well, it's just...